Hello, my name is Dave, and this podcast is called Feelings, Our Three Friends. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about feelings, why we experience feelings, and also where they all come from. To help explain feelings in more detail, I thought it would be useful for you to know that every person, every boy and every girl, has three friends that are always with us. The three friends create all the experiences that we are having from moment to moment. Those friends, by the way, you can call them whatever you like. They're your friends after all. I've given them some names myself just to help you to relate to them. And I would like to share with you a little bit of what I know about those friends, because in many ways they're the same for other boys and girls, as well as all the adults that you know, by the way. Friend number one I've called Charlie. This friend is not a know-it-all as such. However, you can just trust them. You can rely on them. They are intelligent. They help you to know what is right from wrong, and you can just know that if you're ever stuck with something, this friend will help to guide you. They will also never judge you. If we used a few examples here, is it safe to cross the road yet? If there was a lion, a tiger, or a bear in the room, how should we react? Should you put your hand in a hot oven? I wondered, have you ever noticed anything like this? Friend number two, who I've called Sam. This friend is constantly talking or just giving messages for us to think about. Most of the time we don't even realise it is happening. This friend isn't what we'd call good or bad. They're neutral, or let's say in the middle. We call them a friend because they're always with us in our heads. What is great about this friend is that we can choose to give them as much or as little attention as we want to. Or rather, we have a choice to believe what we think about this friend. Some examples are, that boy or girl will be in the playground later, again at lunchtime, taking things off other boys and girls. I'm going to McDonald's for dinner. I'm meeting my friends at the park later. From the examples I've given you, I'm curious if you can think of any other examples. Now, Alex is friend number three. This friend will bring your experience to life and make things seem real. So if you spend time thinking about any of the things that Sam, our friend number two, and what they say, then you will feel the way that you're thinking. For example, if you spend time thinking about that boy or girl in the playground at lunchtime who takes things off others, you might feel scared or worried. Well, Alex might make you feel like you need to avoid the playground at lunchtime, and that boy or girl begins to look scarier and scarier each time you think about them. However, we are all able to choose whether we believe the experience to be true or real. Another example might be, if you think about meeting your friends at the park later, you might feel happy about that. You can't wait because you have lots of fun when you do that. This is the experience that Alex gives you. In whatever way you think about something, Alex will make it seem real to you. This means you can choose to think about something in a different way, therefore to feel a different way. If we think about our three friends some more, they are just like gravity. In a similar way to gravity, if we hold an apple up high and let go of it, it will always fall to the floor. Gravity is just there. Well, our three friends are always just there too. We never really have to think about them too much. As long as we know that those three friends are responsible for all of our experiences, whether we're sad, happy, worried about something, really excited, nervous, or scared. Sometimes the feelings we have are in our body, like having butterflies in our tummy, or our legs are feeling wobbly and like jelly. And as we go on, we'll talk more about those friends and how they give us all of our experiences that we have from moment to moment. One thing for now, though, that I think you'd find really cool to know is that everybody gets worried at times. Everybody can be sad. Everybody can feel happy. Everybody can feel excited. Even cooler than that, every boy and girl, as well as all the adults in your lives, teachers, parents, big brothers or sisters, aunties or uncles, have the ability to choose whether to believe what we are thinking. Not only that, whatever it is that we are feeling, that feeling won't last forever. Now, I'd really like you to remember one thing from what we've talked about in this podcast. If we're feeling happy about something, just enjoy it. If we're feeling sad or worried, we can just know that we won't always feel that way. Sam will always be giving us something else to think about. And lastly, please take a minute to think about a happy experience that you've had. It might be a time on holiday or over a particular weekend, time at the park, being with a friend, or watching a film with someone. Keep thinking about it for now, and I'll come back to you in a short moment. How does it feel to keep thinking about that? Can you smell the experience? How does it look to you? Keep thinking. You've just shown yourself that you can feel a particular way in a given moment. Have you ever noticed when your mind has wandered like that, and you've found yourself smiling without realising? I love it when that happens. If you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. I think I'll keep the names of those friends the same for next time, so you get to remember the part they play in creating all of our experiences. Bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.